Glory to Jesus Christ. When we read Holy Scripture or when we look to the church history, and even if we look to our own lives, we might have this experience. We can notice that God sees things a little bit differently. When we see weakness, He sees strength. Where we see that some kind of defeat, He sees victory. When we see somebody as a sinner, He sees a fighter who fights with his own passions. God sees things differently. And even in this gospel, we can see the same thing. People saw the man, this poor man who was paralyzed. People saw that his body was deformed, not able to function like correctly. Probably he couldn't move his hands with his legs. They saw his body was paralyzed. But Christ saw something different. He overlooked somehow his body because he saw that there is different and more serious problem. He saw that his soul is paralyzed, that his soul is dead because of sin. And this is why he really immediately tries to heal what is the most important, his soul. And we can continue in this story, but I would like to stop here. And I would like to really stick with this different God's seeing of you things. Because it is important for us to learn from God to see things correctly. In His light, how He sees things. But we have trouble with that. We have a problem. We cannot see that many times. Many times we cannot somehow understand things which are in our life. We cannot understand suffering. We cannot understand many times difficult situations which are coming to our life. We cannot understand sometimes why we are so weak and we are not able to make any progress in spiritual life. Why is that? Why we are losing this ability to see clearly as God sees? St. Rolf van der Kloos, he says that the problem is that we, because of sin, put ourselves to some kind of like a fog. That we cannot see because of that fog. He said that each sin causes that we are losing vision, that we are losing ability to see clearly. And many times, if we stay in this state of sin, with our repentance, it means that it is like we are in this fog and we even don't know which direction to choose. Where to walk, what to do. And we try our best to please God, but in truth, we don't know what to do. If we use this gospel, so we can say that we are in this paralyzed state, that our soul is paralyzed in this fog. And we cannot avoid that because this is the spiritual law. Its sin causes that we are losing this clarity of vision. And it is a problem. And many times we have goodwill, but we don't know what to do. And especially, we need work to identify all those reasons which leads us to this state. And there are many. And today I would like to you to somehow to talk about one of reason which leads to sin, which leads to this fog, to this paralyzed state. And it is something what is so spread in Christianity today. And this infection has root in this Greek, ancient Greek philosopher Epicurus, who, I'm not going to give you any lecture on philosophy, but in shortness he was teaching that pleasure equals good, pain equals bad. And this is something what the thought went through whole centuries and was like poisoning mind of people. The thought is pleasing our fallen state. And for sure each of us is searching what is pleasing to us, to our senses, to our passions. And if this setting is in our mind, so then we adjust our Christian faith to this setting. We deform our Christian way of life and we make it un-Christian, still thinking that we are faithful to God. In 18th century, in France, there was one priest, a philosopher too. His name is, I hope that I pronounced well, Jean Melier. His parishioners saw him as a very good priest. Good priest. When he died, they found a book he was writing. The book has name Testament. And in this book he wrote his life story. And he said, he wrote there, and he confessed that he is atheist. It means he said, I do not believe in God. And I didn't believe in God all the time. Can you imagine what was the shock for people? They were asking, how it is possible? He was so good priest. He was so kind. He was good. And for sure, he was. He was serving liturgies in nice way, pleasing God, pleasing people. He was saying sermons, which everybody liked because they said it was like he gave us some kind of, we would say today, good feeling. We were so uplifted. When he was preaching and serving like funerals, everybody was crying because he really touched hearts of many. There was no conflict. He never argued with anybody. He was pleasing everybody. And they say, how this good priest, how it is possible that he was not a believer? But his book gave answer. He said, I am not a believer, but I believe that these ethical principles gospel gives are beneficial for human society. if we keep this somehow this ethical some kind of principles, we can live a good life on the earth. And this his thoughts spread like fire through Western Europe. And if we start to think a little bit more, we can find out that we are all afflicted by this. That we see Christianity not as this almost horrifying fight against passion, against evil, against invisible enemies, against our fallen state, but we see that more as a way how to be just good people, not holy people. And this itself is something what is wrong in us if we have this, I am not calling anybody to violence or something, but it causes that we are choosing from gospel what fits to this our setting, this our mindset. That priest was choosing from gospel only those things which served to please man, people. But God calls us to do things which please him. And this is a huge difference. Because when you start to please God and doing everything to love him and to please him, to keep commandments, suddenly you will become not comfortable for many people. You will experience persecutions. You will experience fights. But we forgot to fight. We refuse to fight. We just want to adjust to society. And the biggest problem of our church, Catholic Church, is in present time that we really wanted to adjust to this world very much, to please world and people and not God. But this attitude, this mindset causes that we don't see correctly then, that we are in fog, that we have good intentions, we want really to be good Christians, but we don't know which direction to choose, where to go, what to do. We are stuck in this fog. We are paralyzed. This mindset of this effect of this philosophy, which forces us to please ourselves, to please people, and not so much God, is really sin which paralyzed our soul. It is sin because we put God on the side and we elevated ourselves and people and this world up. We serve more to us and to the world more than to God. If we want to move on, we have to repent from that. We have to realize that. We have to do repentance and to God for mercy that we became victim of this heresy and return back to him. And this liturgy can be this moment when we are praying to him, when we will be approaching him, living God, who has authority to forgive each sin, to him who is source of mercy, to him who wishes our salvation, who wishes to remove this paralyzed state from our soul, to him who wishes us to be fully people, beautiful people as he created, who wishes us to enter to eternal life. Let's use this opportunity. Let's admit that while we are became too much inhabitant of this world than these pilgrims towards eternal life. And let's ask for him for forgiveness and for mercy and for grace. May our eyes are open when we start to say clearly what we are supposed to do. If we approach Holy Eucharist in this attitude, with this desire, the grace will be granted to us. And we can expect inspiration from above, which will show us next step. Let's not stay in fog. Let's not stay in paralyzed state, because we have our Lord who has power and authority to make us healthy and free for heaven again. Amen.